If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Extremely Local News is sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago telling us about Divvy bikes. We're going to be seeing more of them this year, aren't we, Seamus?
Hey, Bob. Yes, good morning. Divvies continue to be extremely popular in Chicago, even in the winter. And so they've decided to add about 200 stations are going to be either added or upgraded all throughout the city, with sort of a priority on areas that are really densely packed and popular now, as well as some places that have been sort of overlooked over the years. But as you can imagine, downtown is probably the number one spot to get some of these upgraded ones that can do e-bikes as well as the regular bikes, River North, West Loop, and all along the lakefront they're going to be adding these. So, expect to see more Divvy riders out there. They said they had 6.8 million rides in 2025, which was their highest ever. And the number that shocked me was they said they've already had 500,000 trips this year. So unless it was on like that 170 degree day, I don't know who these people are, but I'm impressed.
100 new stations, they say, huh?
100 new stations. Yeah, they're going to be, when they first came out, I think everyone was amazed, bikes everywhere. And now you kind of just see them everywhere and just take them for granted. But they're just really trying to fill in the gaps. So sometimes it's easy to find one, but if you're going to a popular spot, it's hard to lock it up or to drop it off. So I think they're trying to solve for that as well. But just trying to get more people using all those new bike lanes they're building all over town.
More stations, and they say they're going to upgrade stations as well. So that's good news, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. That's an expansion, more spots for the electronic bikes as well. So just trying to kind of chase demand and stoke some new demand in other neighborhoods.
Let's talk about what's happening at the Thompson Center. Google is going to move in next year, and I guess it's still going to be called the Thompson Center? Is that it?
Yeah. The Google just announced a couple days ago that they're going to keep the name the Thompson Center. They're shortening it from the James R. Thompson Center down to the Thompson Center. But I think Big Jim's family will probably be okay with keeping his name on it, even if they drop his first name. But, it was the state of Illinois building originally back in the when Billy Crystal and Gregory Hines were shooting it up and running scared. But then they changed it to honor Jim Thompson. And Google bought it a couple years ago for $105 million with the plans of making it their Chicago headquarters. So it's been, I feel like we've been talking about the story, whether they're going to sell it, whether they won't, Google buying it, when is it going to be done? So it's been about 2 years of construction now. So anyone that's driven on Randolph has had to avoid the cones and the work and just sort of watch this building come down, at least the facade of it. But it's getting close. They say 2027 they're going to be ready to move in, and they've been showing some new renderings of it, and it's looking great. They're putting in all these trees along Randolph. So it sort of brightens up that area, which we all recall that white and black sculpture that sat on that corner. People called it Snoopy in a blender. That's gone. So now you remember.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping that the building would be gone altogether, because I think it's such an eyesore. It's not so much that it's ugly in and of itself, but it doesn't blend in with the historic old buildings of that area of Chicago. And I guess they've done a few things, right? I mean, they removed the metal and glass siding that covered the exterior and the atrium. But we'll see what it looks like when they're all done at the end of this year, right?
Yeah, it should be at the end of this year, into next year, before we start seeing restaurants opening up in there. They totally redid the atrium inside as well. That the whole building had gotten kind of tired towards the end, but the atrium itself with the the questionable food choices down in the food court. they've fixed that. They're putting trees there with sort of multi levels, and they're going to have some outdoor seating on the second floor. So it's, you know, it looks a little bit like a greenhouse from some of these renderings.
Well,
so
that's better than a spaceship, a flying saucer. So we'll see. This is fun. Grateful Dead fans will be jealous about the guy that got Jerry Garcia's guitar.
That's right. Just last week, a Chicagoan, he collects guitars. He runs a place called Family Guitars. Bobby Saitlin, he purchased Jerry Garcia's probably his most famous guitar. They called it Tiger. It was the one with the emblem of a tiger down at the bottom. He bought it for $11.5 million at a Christie's auction last week. It was the record for the highest, the highest price ever paid for a guitar, until about an hour later, someone bought David Gilmour's Black Strat for $14.5 million. So it was a short-lived record. But Bobby buys these guitars with the intent of getting them into the hands of real musicians. So he says, I'm not going to put them behind glass and, you know, store them away. I'm going to get them into people's hands so they can have a second life. And sure enough, Derek Trucks from the Tedeschi Trucks Band was sitting with him at this auction last week. And so everyone got excited that maybe he was the one that was going to be gifted it. And sure enough, the next night at the Beacon Theater in New York, Trucks was on stage playing a Grateful Dead song with Jerry's guitar. So kind of a cool story.
Yeah, Jerry Garcia lives on. More at blockclubchicago.org. Seamus Toomey, thank you. Have a good one, Seamus.
Thanks, Bob.